You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Donovan in for Nathan Zagura. Nathan will be busy next week down in Indianapolis at the Combine. That's always very interesting. Did you go to the Combine?
I did go to the Combine.
And what was the whole experience like?
My experience was positive.
You get ready for it?
I trained. A lot of guys go to specific speed and strength of places. You know what? Ohio State, their program was the best in the country. They have great coaches. So I stayed there and trained in Columbus because I stayed in school. So I was still going to school, my winter quarter, and training there in Columbus and going through a lot of the speed and agility that they were doing with their current athletes, but, a little bit more combine specific. But, it was my combine, my draft experience, kind of like really always all centered around my pro workout day, as we see a lot of guys do now. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that we were the first, collegiate football team to ever win 14 games or play 14 games. It's going 14-0 in 2002.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then also, too, like 9 days later, I think I played in the Senior Bowl. So I went from banging for 14 weeks, quick little break, and then playing in the Senior Bowl, so banging. And so I only had about, I think, 3 weeks prior to the combine because the combine was moved up earlier into February, like probably more like mid-February, like maybe it might have been the same time, but I was struggling with a shoulder injury, and so I didn't do the bench press there. I didn't run my 40, but I did all the interviews, and I did the on the field workout. And so it was unique, and it was different, but it's not what it is today, Jim, because the amount of time and effort and again, a lot of what NFL Films has done, taking that in that perspective and driving it into everything that is the NFL is, it was not, I think my combine might actually have been the last year it was not, or the last year was never televised, not televised.
Right.
So the very next year it became the hype, the hoopla that it is today.
Yeah, the NFL Network covers it coast to coast.
Yes.
Okay, so at the top of the show, one of our hot topics was that Albert Breer, the NFL Network, is reporting, or tweeting actually, that the Browns, and specifically Ray Farmer, are enamored with Marcus Mariota. Now, a lot of quarterbacks do, and Mariota is working with Kevin O'Connell, who has possibly a Browns future as their quarterback coach, but he's working with him right now. I'm sure Jameis Winston is working with somebody.
Sure.
Johnny Manziel, he worked with O'Connell,
didn't he,
last year?
Yes, he did.
Now, a lot of these quarterbacks will not throw when they go down to Indianapolis.
No.
Why is that? But they do throw at their pro days. Is it because they handpick their receivers, who they want to throw to?
They do. They handpick their receivers, and in most cases, the guys want to throw, but the agents feel like it's a strategy to keep them from throwing. And also, too, in Marcus Mariota's case and maybe Johnny Manziel's case, the other reason these guys don't want to throw is because they have mechanical issues,
that haven't been fixed yet.
That they're feeling like an extra month or 45 days from the middle of February to maybe the end of March, whenever their pro day is, for them to have it fixed and be well oiled. And also too, they want their environment. They want to have it their way, their pro turf, their indoor facility, their receivers, their own preparation, and trying to set the table the best they can for them to go out and succeed the way they did in college. And it's actually in my eyes, because I think it was Rick Spielman, who at the time was with the Miami Dolphins, Spielman's older brother, who's I think now with the Minnesota Vikings, he actually was like, he cornered me with the relationship to Ohio State. He goes, "What are you doing not working out? Or why are you not running? Why not?" And of course, it was shunned upon to not do a lot of the stuff. It may not be anymore if you're going to be a top overall pick, but how they feel is, we've flown you to Indy. We've created a standard, which everybody runs on the same turf, the same 40 yards. Everybody does the same drills. Everybody throws. And they just feel like you're trying to hide something if you don't work out at the combine. You're trying to buy yourself time to fix it.
Yeah. Blake Bortles did throw last year. Can you really blow up your draft if you have a bad day throwing in Indianapolis, even though you're going to have your own pro day, in the oncoming weeks after
you
that.
May and
I
in
mean,
some
could you case, really turn someone off that
you
much?
May and a lot of the reason is because everyone is at the combine and you can't guarantee that everyone is at your pro day now. And again, the Cleveland Browns, because we're in the market for a quarterback, but say the Oakland Raiders aren't going to send anyone because they've got Derek Carr, that the quarterback for the next 5 years. He's not going to go to Oregon's pro day. He's not going to go to Florida State's pro day.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to see Mariota and Winston and what they do at the combine. So that works with, that works for and against the guys.
Yeah. Now, everyone is anticipating that the interview process becomes so important here because of the character of the guy, all right? And all the teams will do all the investigative kind of research on these possible draft prospects, you know, in time if they're really interested in them. So I think everyone feels that Mariota will ace his.
Oh, absolutely.
But Winston will really be grilled on at Florida State and what was true and what wasn't and what kind of player is he and why did you, you know, what went on there? I mean, there was some really kind of really disturbing stuff. Whether or not he was, you know, disciplined for it, it was still disturbing.
It really was. And even more so, he's going to be in a similar situation that Johnny Manziel was.
Yes, you know, very much
having
so.
To answer a lot of the right questions. But as we know, leading up to the draft, and of course, the reason why the Browns, he was very well prepared. Because as we can say, and everybody focuses when they talk about Johnny Manziel and how he put everything aside to go all in, to go as high as he could in this draft. And we didn't see that same thing transfer over. So they're going to, I think teams now will take that extra step and go as deep as they have to go to find out the innards of what this guy is really all about.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Now, that's all next week. You know, I'll never forget the day Manziel had his pro day down at Texas A&M. It was covered live by
in pads, right?
Yeah, and in a helmet. Yeah, yeah, in pads and in a helmet and underneath center. But it was televised live by ESPN, by the NFL Network. The former President Bush was there, Barbara Bush, his wife, and President Bush is not in the best of physical health right now. I mean, it was a who's who.
It was.
To go down and watch Johnny Manziel.
I'm not
and
a
I'll
fan
tell
of
you,
that.
Can I tell you who I was in love with? Mike Evans when I was watching him because he was catching all those rainbow passes.
Yes.
And of course, you know.
Would have loved to have him at 6 or 8, right?
Would have loved to have had him. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour. We'll come back with a. Is it called Upon Further Review?
After Further Review.
After Further Review. That's hosted by Jason Gibbs.
Yes, it is.
Matt and I will take part in that. Doug Deacon will come up a little bit later on in the show as we continue on this Tuesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. For this crazy game.